light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka, ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya rasulallah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, 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 khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another beautiful, wonderful episode of the series, The Light of Guidance. You are watching Madani Channel and we are broadcasting this wonderful episode all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. Alhamdulillah. In every case, in every situation, every scenario, as mu'mineen, as believers, what Islam teaches us, what the Quran, the Ahadith teach us, is that we should have shukr, we should make shukr, we should have sabr, we should thank Allah Ta'ala for every situation. Islam also teaches us that we must take care of ourselves. We need to cover ourselves, we need to protect ourselves. We need to make sure that we are, you know, as much as we can do, we should do. So if it's cold, wear something warm. If it's hot, drink lots of water, you know. Make sure you are adapting to the weather, because the last thing you want is to be sick. And once you are sick, then a person, all the things which he could do, he can't do it now. Maybe, you know, he could go to the masjid. Now he's so sick, he can't leave the house. And then maybe he could read a para a day of the Holy Quran. Now he's so sick, he can't do anything. Maybe he can do other works. You know, he can go outside, preach, call people towards the masjid. Anything. Maybe he's teaching at the Jamiatul Madinah, at the Darul Uloom, at the centers. Maybe he's teaching madrasa. Whatever the case is, once you become sick, then there's many things which you cannot do. Maybe you're not well, you're not feeling okay, you can't leave the house. So the last thing you want is that. So you should take care of yourself, protect yourself, make sure that you are always looking after yourself, your body, and obviously those around you as well. The topic related to one of our main beliefs in Islam. And that was, the belief is, obviously we have to believe in Yawmul Akhir, Yawm Akhir, the day of judgment, Yawm Hisab, the day of accountability, the day of reckoning. We have to believe in the final day, the final hour. It is part of our iman, where we say, Amantu Billahi wa Malaikatihi wa Kutubihi wa Rusulihi wal Yawmul Akhir. We have to believe, we say Amantu, we believe in it, it is part of our iman. So obviously it is very, very important, and I would say incumbent upon us, to learn about the signs which take us towards the day of judgment. And on Wednesday I discussed a few signs with you, especially pertaining to ilm and ulama, where Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had mentioned very beautifully that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, will take away this ilm, and this ilm will be taken away. How? That the ulama-i kiram, ulama-i haqq, will then leave this world. And, you know, then we said that also zina and alcohol will be in an excessive amount. And this will happen. And this is also the signs of Qiyamah. There will be more women, less men. And that is what we discussed. So inshallah today we'll be discussing some more signs of Qiyamah. If possible, some minor, some major signs. We'll try and mix it together inshallah ta'ala. And then we'll present it in front of you. But before that, let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst the many intentions is, inshallah, whatever I learn from this important topic today, I will inshallah azza wa jal pass the message on to others, and I will try. And through these signs which we are going to learn today, I will try to rectify myself so that I am in some position in starting to make my way towards the court of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, I'm starting my preparation towards the day of judgment, that what face am I going to show in the court of Allah Ta'ala with this mountain and burden of sins which I am taking with myself. I will try and rectify myself, start making tawbah, start making shukr, start having sabr, start doing good deeds, start performing my salah, start doing all of these things here, so that, you know, I have some sort of preparation for the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. The more intentions you make, the more reward you will definitely attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, in our previous discussion where we were discussing the signs of Qiyamah, today that will also be our signs of our discussion, part two basically. And amongst the other minor signs, see, the signs of Qiyamah are divided into two. One is minor and the other is major signs. The major signs means the big signs which we all of us, you know, heard about, like the arrival of Imam Mahdi, the coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, the descending of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, likewise the appearing of Dajjal, you know, and the false messiah, likewise Yajuj Majuj, Dabbatul Ard, you know, these kind of signs which we always heard about, you know, we know about it, we heard the names of it. Especially in our young days when we went to madrasa, when we went to classrooms, and our teachers, asatiza, taught us this, you know, in our small books. So we do know about all of that. But today I wanted to focus on, you know, especially the minor signs, and then inshallah we will come towards the major signs. So I do have a very beautiful hadith in front of me, and this hadith sharif is present in Tirmizi sharif, where Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, this hadith is narrated from Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتقارب الزمان. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Qiyamah will not take place, Qiyamah will not be established until the time starts moving swiftly. Time starts passing very quickly. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains and he says, فَتَكُونُ السَّنَةُ كَالشَّهْرِ. So a year will be like a month. One year will be like 1 month. وَالشَّهْرُ كَالْجُمُعَةِ. And a month will be like a week. وَتَكُونُ الْجُمُعَةُ كَالْيَوْمِ. And a week will be like a day. وَيَكُونُ الْيَوْمُ كَالسَّاعَةِ. And the day will be like an hour, a sa'a. Mufassirin, muhaddisin explain and say sa'a here refers to at least 1 hour. So in other words, the day will be like an hour. وَتَكُونُ السَّاعَةُ كَالدَّرْمَةِ بِالنَّارِ. Allah, 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 Allah. And this 1 hour will be like, you know, muhaddisin explain the summary I'm going to give in front of you, where, you know, when you are lighting a fire. Okay, so the amount of time it takes you to light the fire and for the fire to burn, how quick is that? It's not even 2 seconds, basically. I mean, here's the wood in front of you, here's your coal. You light your matchstick and you put it on the coal, and immediately this is your lighting, and the fire catches the wood. The wood, you know, starts catching the fire. So that small amount of time, 1-2 seconds, that is how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave an example just to make you explain that is how 1 hour will be. In other words, 1 hour will be like a few seconds, basically, to put it in simple words in front of you. Allah, 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 Allah. This was mentioned by Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam when? Not few months ago, few years ago. No, approximately 1400 years ago. And how true are the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Today you find every person, I didn't see you in the masjid last week, Munasab, no time. I didn't, why your son is not coming to the masjid nowadays? Munasab, no time. I didn't see you in our Gharwi Sharif Mehfil, what's the problem? Munasab, no time. I didn't see you in our Ijtima, what's the problem? Munasab, no time. The biggest complaint which people have nowadays, one of the biggest is, Munasab, no time, no time, no time. You know, people come and complain to us, Munasab, our father comes home, he's so busy, he's so tired, he comes, he eats, he goes and he sleeps, there's no time for the children. The wife is complaining, husband has no time for her. Husband is complaining, wife has no time for him. Children are complaining, parents don't have time. Parents are complaining, children don't have time. Everyone has the same, like there's a rush. No time, no time, no time. I wake up in the morning, I go to work, I come back from work, I eat, I sleep. And that's how my week passes. No time. So then I asked these people that you always complaining that there is no time, no time, no time. So you must ask yourselves that why is there no time? And the answer will come that yes, this is one of the signs of Qiyamah when Nabi sallallahu ta'ala has mentioned year like a month, month like a week, week like, you know, a day, day like an hour, hour like these seconds. This is how time will pass. So we are in the moment now, we are experiencing it, we are witnessing it. And still if we're not taking heed, we're not taking this mentality and mindset that, you know, we must try and do something because we are moving towards Qiyamah, then when are we going to wake up? You know, if you sit with the elderly people and ask them, your father, grandfather, you know, your parents, ask them that, you know, in your time, how many things you could do in one day? And they would say, you know, mashallah, in our time, we used to wake up, we used to go to work, we used to have time for the family, we used to perform our salah, we used to recite Quran, we used to make zikr, we used to attend the mafil in the masjid, we used to come home and eat with the family, we used to talk before sleeping, everything. There was so much barakah and blessings in time. And you say that today, I wake up in the morning, and before I know it, the day is gone. Before we know it, time is gone. 1 week passed, 2 weeks passed, 1 month ago. Ramadan just left us now. How quickly, just it seems as if a few days ago we were welcoming Ramadan. And within the few days, Ramadan is gone. And now we're going towards the Hajj season. You will see, it will feel like a few days, we'll be back in the new year in the month of Muharram. So time is passing, there is no barakah. There is no blessings in the time. And one thing which I would also like to mention to our viewers and listeners is unfortunately, no, we are also killing the barakah and the blessings in our time. I mentioned this, you know, some other place when I was lecturing, and I said that we are killing the barakah in our time. I mean, a person wakes up 12 o'clock in the morning, in noontime, and he expects that he must have barakah in his time. Where's the barakah? The entire morning has passed. People's half day is gone. People are having lunch now and you are waking up and having breakfast. So where is the barakah going to come? No, man, I said, I wake up early in the morning. 8 o'clock, I'm out of the house. I said, what time you woke up? He said, no, 7 o'clock I woke up. I said, then who's going to read Fajr namaz? Fajr time was the time of barakah, the time of blessings, the time where you're going to receive goodness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time where the rizq and sustenance is distributed. At that time you were sleeping. So whether you woke up 7 or 8 o'clock, you missed that moment of barakah. You killed the barakah in your time. Munasab, you know, I come home, I eat, and I go and sleep. Why didn't you eat with your family? No, Munasab, you know, my son was there, daughter was there, wife was there, he was there, she was there. And so I ate alone. Barakah is gone. The teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us that eat together. When you eat together, there is barakah in the food. When you eat together, there is barakah, there is blessings. So you killed your own barakah. Now I came home, I sat down, I opened my cell phone, I went on social media, I watched 1-2 videos and I fell asleep on the sofa. After I woke up midnight, I went and I slept. Isha Salah, the Munasab was too tired, you killed the barakah. That Isha Salah had barakah in it. I came home, Munasab, I ate a supper, I was very tired, I went to sleep. Maghrib Salah, I forgot to perform Maghrib Salah. You killed the barakah again. I came home, I didn't get chance to meet my children, my children were there, they were playing, you know, I was too tired, I went to sleep, or I went out with my friends, I had to do something. You killed the barakah. Coming home, meeting your children with muhabbat, with love, with affection, kissing the hands of your parents, meeting your parents, sitting together with your brothers, with your siblings, with your brother, your sister, talking, and discussing few things. Anything you can discuss, how was your day, what happened today, what you did at school, what you did at home, whatever the case is, those moments have barakah in it, there's blessings. You're not doing anything haram, you're not doing anything impermissible, you're not doing anything unlawful, you're sitting and you're speaking with your children, you're speaking to your parents, you're speaking to your siblings, you're speaking to your wife, and those moments have barakah because the family is united. The family is enjoying these moments with each other, but you have killed that barakah. So people come and say, Munasab, you know, there is no barakah in our time. So I asked them this question, that you need to ask yourself, why is there no barakah? Because you have killed the barakah with your own hands. And the same thing in NM and many other things you can apply it. No barakah in my disc, in my shop. So ask yourself, why there's no barakah? What you doing in the shop? Are you maybe doing something which is unlawful? Are you maybe doing something which is impermissible? Are you deceiving someone? Are you lying? Are you doing false things? Then there's not going to be no barakah at all. No blessings at all. No barakah in the house. Why? Ask yourself the question. No barakah in time. Ask yourself the question. No barakah in my wealth. Ask yourself the question. Islam is giving you the solutions for all the barakat. Islam is saying, pay the zakat, there will be barakat in your wealth. Give your sadaqah, there will be barakat in your wealth. By giving sadaqah, by paying zakat, by donating in the path of Allah, it doesn't reduce, it puts more blessings in your wealth. So ask yourself that, am I gaining this barakat? Did I pay my zakat? Did I pay my sadaqah? Bring food, feed your family members, feed those around you as well, your neighbors, you know, the poor people. It will be barakah in your sustenance. Are you doing these kind of things? Celebrate Miladun Nabi, celebrate Garvi Sharif. These things also bring barakah in your house. There are so many ways of attaining barakah. You must ask yourself this question, that am I killing the barakah or am I bringing the barakah in my house, in my lifestyle? So these are a few things which I want to keep in front of you, and inshallah, we'll take a break now. We'll listen to a beautiful kalam. And as soon as we return, inshallah, I'll then move towards some of the major signs which have been mentioned in the ahadith, in the Holy Quran as well. And then inshallah, as well, we will be moving towards the conclusion after this wonderful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, aqa, aqa.
वो कौन है जिनके दर पर मांगने वाला नहीं नहीं सुनता? वो कौन है जिनकी रहमत का दरिया खुद प्यासों को तलाश करता है? वो कौन है जिनके इशारे से लाखों की शफाअत हो जाएगी? वो कौन है जो महशर के दिन अपने गुलामों को अपने हाथों से जामे कौसर अता फरमाएंगे? यकीनन वो कोई और नहीं, जूदो करम वाले, सखावत वाले, रहमत वाले रब के हबीब हमारे आका हैं।
वाह क्या जूदो करम है शहबत हा तेरा, नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला दरिया तेरा, آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، واہ کیا جو کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، فرش والے تیری شوقت کا علوم کیا جانے، فرش والے تیری شوقت کا علوم کیا جانے، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ خان زمانہ مہمان، صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا، صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، کی حقیقت کتنی، ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی، مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا، واہ کیا جود شہبت ہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے
جس دن اچھوں ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا جس دن اچھوں ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا واہ کیا جو شہبت ہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس شفیع تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع
جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا
شہبت ہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد نور من نور اللہ ماشاء اللہ مرحبا ویلکم بیک ٹو آور سلسلہ بیوٹیفل کلام ماشاء اللہ الحمد للہ بیفور دا بریک آئی واز ڈسکسنگ دی سائنس آف قیامہ دا سائنس آف دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ اینڈ وی ڈیڈ ڈسکس دی سائن آف دا ٹائم پاسنگ ویری کوئکلی الحمد للہ دے آر آلسو سم ادر میجر سائنس ویچ آر مینشن ان دی احادیث آف نبی صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اینڈ فرسٹ آف آل the emergence, the arrival of Imam Mahdi, subhanallah. Imam Mahdi, you know, will appear, and at that time, so I'm giving you a brief, a summary, I'm not going in very into much detail. All the awliya, the abdal, the great personalities will move to Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwarah. In other words, Haramain Sharifain, Haramain Tayyibain, the two great harams, the great awliya ikram will move to Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwarah, and they will perform the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. And Imam Mahdi will also be present there, and the great awliya ikram will recognize him and know that he is Imam Mahdi. So they will go to take bayat on his Mubarak hands, and you know, he will refuse obviously out of humbleness, but then a voice will be heard from the unseen that Hada Khalifatullah Al-Mahdi. This is the Khalifa of Allah, Mahdi. So fasma'u lahu wa ati'uhu, listen to him and obey him. In other words, take bayat on his hands, listen to him, obey him, he is your leader. When this voice will be heard, then everyone will take bayat on the hands of Imam Mahdi. Imam Mahdi will then, you know, guide the people towards Sham, towards Syria. And that is when Isa alayhi salam will also descend from the heavens. And Isa alayhi salam will then come in this world from the heavens. He will descend. And Isa al-Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam is obviously a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's not a new Nabi. He is already a Nabi, and his time was before the era of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he was raised to the heavens. He wasn't crucified. He wasn't, you know, killed, ma'adhallah. The Holy Quran clearly explains this. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. Another place Allah Ta'ala says, بَرْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah Ta'ala mentions that, you know, he was not killed, he was not crucified, but Allah Ta'ala raised him towards himself, means towards the heavens. And this is what the Holy Quran teaches us. And he will appear, he will arrive, he will descend before the day of Qiyamah, but obviously he will not come as a new Nabi. Yes, he will also be a ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be a Nabi, he will be a ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this does not negate or go against the aqidah of Khatm al-Nubuwwat. No way. Our belief and the belief which Islam has taught us is that we have to believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being Khatamun Nabiyyin, the final prophet, the final Rasul, the final messenger, where there is no possibility, even the slightest possibility is impossible for any new Nabi to come after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So some people object and say that how will Isa alayhi salam come? So the objection is clear that he is not a new Nabi, he is already a Nabi. And no new Nabi can come after Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So there is no basically point of objection in this matter. Alhamdulillah, this is our aqidah, our belief, and the belief of every Muslim that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin. And we have to defend and protect this aqidah of Khatm al-Nubuwwat. We make dua, may Allah ta'ala, you know, keep us on firm on the teachings of Islam and on the maslak and the path of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. So, there will also be, you know, Dajjal, who is the false messiah. And he is a devil character, and he will appear in the world before the day of Qiyamah. He will move around the entire earth in a span of 40 days. And it is mentioned in Bahar al-Shariyat that the time, or you can say the amount of the first day, will be equivalent to 1 year, and the second day equivalent to a month, and the third day will be equivalent to a week, and the remaining days will then be 24 hours long. And the Dajjal will travel around the world like a destructive storm, destroying everything in his path. Allah, Allah, Allah. And he will show lots of tricks to people, you know, illusions, magic, and those kind of things. And, you know, he will even bring the dead back to life. He will cause the crops to grow. He will cause it to rain. But all of this will be illusions, will be magic, will be his tricks which he will be playing on people. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the various ahadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about Dajjal. And from the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also learn that it is incumbent and necessary upon us to ask Allah ta'ala to protect us from the fitna of Dajjal. That is the biggest fitna and the greatest fitna. By Allah, it will be very difficult at that time to protect your iman and remain firm on the teachings of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today people, you know, blindly follow. If today someone starts walking on water, for example, tomorrow he'll have 100 people behind him, 1,000 people behind him. No, look, he's performing miracles. But we did mention this before also, that performing miracles doesn't make someone chosen. You know, even the kuffar, even the disbelievers, even the false people can show some things which are basically, you know, some sort of miracles, but it's known as istidraj and different names. Ihanat, ulama ikram have mentioned in the books of fiqh. But they get the help from the evil jinnat, from shayateen, from shaitan, from the evil sources. So you cannot go and follow every person who is showing apparently a miracle. No, the biggest miracle is istiqamat on the shariat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, to be firm on the shariat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Dajjal, apparently he will also show these kinds of tricks and things, and people will think, you know, it's miracles, and they will start following him. Today we get people following common people. So the Dajjal will be a level higher than this. So definitely people will go behind him. It is a time where we need to ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us and safeguard our iman and protect us from the fitna of Dajjal. Subhanallah. So when, you know, Isa alayhi salam will descend in Damascus in Syria, and he will descend on the eastern minaret of the Jami Mosque Masjid in Damascus, and it will be the time of Fajr Salah. Isa alayhi salam will ask Imam Mahdi to lead the Fajr Salah, and after that Isa alayhi salam will then pursue and follow the Dajjal, and he will throw a spear and it will go through the Dajjal, and that is how the Dajjal will die. And Isa alayhi salam will then, you know, break all the crosses and kill all the swines. At that time the religion of Islam will prevail, and only one deen will be in the entire world, it will be deen of Islam. Only one mazhab will be in the entire world, mazhab of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Subhanallah, 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 alhamdulillah. And other signs ulama-i kiram also mentioned, which is from the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, likewise the emergence of Ya'juj, Ma'juj, you know, they will also cause havoc and fasad and, you know, trouble in the world. And eventually Isa alayhi salam will make dua for them also, that they must be destroyed. Allah Ta'ala will then create an insect in their neck, then because of that they will die, and you know, the entire earth will be covered with their bodies. And Isa alayhi salam will then make dua. Allah Ta'ala will send a bird, and the bird will take the bodies to wherever Allah Ta'ala wishes, and then all their bows and their arrows will then be burned for 7 years. And after that, a rain will come, and the entire earth will be pure and clean, and it will be a time of peace and harmony, where there won't be any problems, any difficulties, any jealousy, any animosity. You know, a lion will stay next to a sheep and a goat. Likewise, children will play with snakes. That's how much peace and harmony that there will be. There will be so much barakah and blessings. The pomegranate will be sufficient for 100 people. The milk of a goat will be enough for an entire family. So much barakah and blessings. And Isa alayhi salam will stay in this world for 40 years. He will make nikah. He will have children as well. And he will leave this world, and he will be buried by the Rawza-i Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned himself in the ahadith, various ahadith, alhamdulillah. And likewise, there will be Dabbatul Ard, means the creature of the earth. It will be a creature who will have the stick of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the ring of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And he will go across the world and he will touch the foreheads of the believers with the stick, the Asa Mubarak of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and their foreheads will shine. And he will stamp the foreheads of the kuffar with the ring of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, and the foreheads will become black. So in that time it will be distinguished that these are the believers and these are the kuffar. And likewise, another sign before the day of Qiyamah will be the sun will rise from the west. Now the sun rises from the east, and that time the sun will rise from the west. When that happens, the doors of Tawbah will then be closed. Means at that time no one can make Tawbah in the court of Allah. In other words, whoever is a kafir, a disbeliever, will remain a kafir. His iman, his Tawbah, his repentance will not be accepted at that time. And 40 years before Qiyamah, you know, a beautiful wind will then blow with fragrance, and it will pass under the armpits of the Muslims. The Muslims will smell and take this beautiful scent, and then they will leave this world. And at that time, there will only be kuffar in the world. For 40 years, no one will be born, no child will be born. There will only be kuffar in this earth. In other words, for those 40 years, there will be no one less or younger than the age of 40 eventually. And then Qiyamah will then occur, and Qiyamah will only come for the kuffar, where everything will be destroyed. Then obviously the resurrection will then take place, and then we all will be resurrected for accountability on the plains of Mahshar, in Medan al-Mahshar. So these are just a few signs which I kept in front of you, and there's lots of detail which ulama-i kiram have also mentioned. If someone wants detail for this, then Bahari Shariat, which is a very wonderful book on fiqh, in the first volume basically discusses aqidah and aqaid. So all the main aqaid which are necessary for you regarding Allah Ta'ala, regarding Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, regarding the prophets, the angels, the books, Jannat, Jahannam, all these kind of things, and also Qiyamah and the signs of Qiyamah are mentioned there. Bahari Shariat is a book which is available in Urdu and in English also. On the web you will find some copies in English as well. So read this book, Bahari Shariat. Alhamdulillah, it's on an app also. Dawud Islami has launched an app, the IT department known as Bahar-e Shariat app, but it's in Urdu language. You can read it from there also. All of this which I mentioned today is mentioned in Bahar-e Shariat with the references, with the ahadith, with the ayat of the Holy Quran. So it is something which you must read. You need to know about it. I told you these fall under the category of Farz ul-Hum. You have to know about Qiyamah. You have to know about Allah. You have to know about the beloved Rasul. You have to know about the angels, about Jannat, about Jahannam, about the books. It's necessary for you to have this knowledge. It's compulsory upon you. If you are calling yourself a believer and you don't know about the prophets, you don't know about the angels, you don't know about the books, then you know you are missing out big time. So it is compulsory, it is fard ulum, it is compulsory for you to know all of this here. So you must learn it, you must take out the effort and time to learn it, read all of these things, learn about the signs of Qiyamah, learn about the Day of Judgment, learn what will happen after we die, when we in the grave, when we are raised on the Day of Qiyamah, what will happen in Alam-e Barzakh, what will happen in Midan-e Mahshar, what is the Hawz-e Kawthar, what is Mizan, what is Pul-Sirat, what is Jannat, what is Jahannam, you know, all these things you need to know, what will happen in Jannat, what will happen in Jahannam, all of this we need to know. And this we will learn, obviously, when we read, when we sit with the ulama-i-kiram, when we sit with those people who have the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With these few words, we have reached the conclusion of today's discussion. And the message I want everyone to take away with from today's discussion is, yes, it is important to learn about all of this. At the same time, we need to keep a question in front of ourselves that what are we doing? What preparation are we doing for the Day of Qiyamah? What preparation are we doing for the final day, the Day of Judgment? Maybe we won't be alive till the Day of Qiyamah. Maybe we'll leave this world before these signs even appear. But the Day of Qiyamah, everyone will have to be there. We are going to be resurrected. We are going to be brought back to life. And we have to give the accountability for everything. We are going to receive our Nama-i Amal, our Book of Deeds. We are going to go to one of the two places, either Jannat or either Jahannam. So all of these things must be kept in front of you every moment in your life as a believer, as a Muslim. And then you need to ask yourselves that, am I prepared for what I'm going to face in the Day of Qiyamah? You have the Salahs, you have the Rosa, you have the Zakat, you have the Hajj, you have all of these opportunities in front of you. Gain these opportunities, grab the opportunities. Make yourself a better person, rectify yourself, walk on the path towards Allah Ta'ala and protect those around you as well. With these few words, we take ijazat from you. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah Azza wa Jal in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Join us, inshallah, Azzawajal. We will be back with another exciting episode. Keep us, the entire ummah, in your du'as. May Allah take all of us with our parents, our Murshid Kareem, in the court of His beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever difficulties there are, problems there are, rukawati jo bhi hai, whatever obstacles there are, may Allah remove all the obstacles, financial problems, paper problems, visa problems, health problems, whatever the case is, may Allah sort all of these problems and grant us the tawfiq of going to the court of His beloved Rasul with our parents, with our Mujibay Kareem. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.